Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when more and more Americans, it seems to me, are reaching consensus on a few points in the most polarizing issue imaginable in recent American history, the issue of racial inequality. I think the great majority of Americans concede that we have a nation that is divided by race and divided and condemned into inequality based at least to a great extent, if not entirely, on a legacy of slavery and Jim Crow and oppression and racism. The question that many, many people face right now and that voters are going to be facing, presumably, in just a couple of months, is, okay, what do you do about it? And there have been increasing calls for reparations. One of the most interesting of those calls is in an article in Sojourners Magazine, and it's by a leading theologian and an ordained Episcopal priest since 1983 named Kelly Brown Douglas. Now, she is one of the most prominent Episcopalian leaders in the country. She's the dean of the Episcopal Divinity School at Union Theological Seminary. She is the canon theologian at Washington National Cathedral, which is one of the most beautiful buildings in the country, if you've never been there. And she is the theologian in residence at Trinity Church in Wall Street in New York City. That, of course, is the famous church virtually adjacent to the Twin Towers, which were taken down, and the entire subject of the attack on 9/11. Dr. Douglas, I'm honored to have you on the show, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. If I can go very directly to, I think, what is the most controversial passage in your article and your call, which is called A Christian Call for Reparations. Surely the most controversial passage in your piece, and it's two sentences, and I'll just read them, and maybe you can explain to our audience what exactly you mean. You write, "What is made clear, therefore, is that one cannot be at once white and Christian. To claim whiteness is essentially to make peace with crucifying privilege, thus complying with the crucifying realities of white supremacy." Do you suggest that anyone who is listening to us who identifies as white can't simultaneously be a sincere and committed Christian?
No, I think what we have to understand here, as I often say in shorthand, just because one looks like a white American doesn't mean one has to act like one. What we are talking about here is not a person's particular ethnic, racial identification, but we are talking about whiteness as a cultural, systemic, and structural reality. We are talking about a culture that indeed privileges those persons who, as we should say, happens to look like white Americans. So we are talking about whiteness not as a identifying, biologically identifying construct, but we are talking about whiteness as an oppressive social construct that is indeed pervasive and is reflective of the systems and structures in our society that are fundamental, have been foundational and fundamental to our country's identity. So we aren't talking about people per se, but we're talking about the realities of a culture that benefits those who happen to look like white Americans. And so people have to make a decision and recognize what that means, recognize the realities, if you will, of white privilege.
Okay, some of the most successful evangelical churches where I live are very conservative, and they would, I think, emphatically reject your argument about America's heritage. And they're also multiracial. The late Ken Hutcherson, who was a dynamic pastor, had a gigantic megachurch. Are you suggesting that the people who would worship at that church, which is overwhelmingly conservative, Republican, very patriotic, very proud of America's past and present, that the people in that church who are white and black with a black pastor leading them, that they are, by definition, not really Christians?
Well, no, that's not what I'm suggesting at all. First of all, I don't know anything about that church, but here's what I do know.
Antioch Bible Church, it's called.
Yeah, okay. Here's what I do know, that one can be proud of America's past if one is able to tell the truth about that past. And if one is able to look critically and not romanticize that past, at the same time we romanticize that past, it's sort of this revisionist history, so that there are aspects of that past that we don't tell the truth about, and that we do that and that people are able to do that is indeed actually a sign of white privilege, that one, those people who don't have to look critically at the past, who have not indeed been harmed by America's history, are the people that don't have to tell the truth about it because they aren't penalized by that past. Here's what we have to really say in terms of our nation. If we want to, we have to decide who we are and who we want to be. And if we want to live into our highest aspirations of who we could be as a democracy, a nation that truly allows for liberty and justice for all and the pursuit of happiness for all, if that is our aspiration, if that is what we claim a democracy to be, then we first must recognize it is aspirational. Secondly, we must recognize the ways in which we have not lived into that. And thirdly, we must ask ourselves, why is it that we have not lived into that? What are the barriers to that? What is there also about our identity? And we have to be clear that fundamental to who this nation has been is it has been a nation that has sustained, nurtured, and fostered white supremacist structures. If we are honest about that from the very beginning, this nation was meant to serve those folks who happen to look like white Europeans, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to look at the structures that were set up for that.
Can you name the most prominent nations in the world that have been less focused on basically being organized and to benefit the majority population in those nations? Which nation has come closer to the ideal of racial justice and acceptance and the abandonment of white supremacy than the United States of America? Which ones come to mind?
Well, here's what I hope. I don't have a sweeping overview of what all nations have done, but here's what I would hope, that that the United States, the bar that we is the our measure.
Absolutely.
For the way
we
in which
be better.
We have
we
engaged
be
white
better,
supremacy.
And we have
I hope that's not the highest bar. I think that we now find ourselves in a moment of crisis, which also means opportunity. This is a moment to decide who we want to be
and
as a people.
That we, Dr. Douglas, on that we agree. We have to go to a break. We will be right back. I want to speak very specifically about the form reparations should take, according to your article and your point of view, speaking with the very eminent theologian and Episcopal priest, Dr. Kelly Brown Douglas. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Become a MedHead
and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Our distinguished guest, the Reverend Dr. Kelly Brown Douglas, is the Dean of the Episcopal Divinity School at Union Theological Seminary and a professor of theology at Union. She is the author of a much-discussed, heatedly-discussed article in Sojourner's magazine. It is called A Christian Call for Reparations. Dr. Douglas, let me ask you about the form of reparations that were advocated by Robert Johnson, who is the entrepreneur who very successful. He is a black billionaire who started Black Entertainment Television. He's also been very supportive of President Trump, by the way. And Robert Johnson has called for $14 trillion investment in reparations, which would amount to $300,000 plus to every African-American man, woman, or child in the country. You do not emphasize financial reparations in your piece. Do you think that they are necessary?
Well, yes. First of all, I try to say two things. First of all, there's no amount of financial reparations that will ever make up for the amount of harm and the ongoing generational harm that has been caused by slavery, its legacy, and beyond. So though there must be some reparations or sense of remedy between the past and the present. So with that said, simply giving financial reparations, as we see many institutions, educational institutions and others doing, does not then indeed repair the situation, because once you give the reparations, the system, the system that benefits and privileges white people, the white supremacist system, continues to function, and so you still have systemic and structural unjust systems that indeed continue to widen the gap. And so that's sort of like giving a person a meal for the day, but not remedying the situation that has caused the person to be without food for a lifetime. And so for me, reparations not simply has to repair the gap between the past and the present, but reparations has to move us forward. We've got to begin to dismantle the structures and systems and rebuild the kind of nation we have claimed to be, so that we can move toward a more just future, which is the future that God promised.
Let me ask you very specifically then, say you're a white Christian listening to us right now, and you're a person of great goodwill, and you want to do all the things that you're talking about repairing the harms from the past, about reforming the system so it doesn't privilege people based upon claimed whiteness. What should that individual of good intention and good heart, what should he or she specifically take on and do and support?
Yeah, well, the first thing that individual that happens to be white of good intention and good heart has to do is recognize the fact that race matters, the fact that whiteness matters. People have to be able to move into that uncomfortable space and recognize white privilege. Then that individual, as they do that, then has to say, so how has that privilege enacted itself? Not only in terms of who I may be individually, but in the systems and structures and cultures of which I am a part, of which have benefited me, how do they not benefit others? As I've said in the article, for instance, if we're talking about a church, you know, it's not a matter of all people are welcome within my denomination, within my church, and I welcome them at the door, but it's what about those systems and structures institutionally that are not so welcoming, that don't allow people to benefit in the same ways that others do. And for Christians, this is at the heart of who we are. You know,
explain to me how in a typical church you believe that these structures of white privilege actually operate. And you don't have to speak about any church in particular, but what you do speak there about using iconography that's different.
That's right.
That would portray a black Jesus. I understand that's very important. But beyond the symbolism basically treating, and your point about the black Jesus, as I understand your article, is not that you believe that that is historically the case. It is that the representation should be of a one who was crucified, not a crucifier. Do I have that right?
Well, yes and no. First of all, here's what we know is not historically the case. Jesus wasn't white. Jesus was Jewish, what we would say a Palestinian Jew. So Jesus, historically, if Jesus were here today, Jesus would be a person of color. Jesus was a person of color then, he would be a person of color today. And so historically, that's what we know to be the fact, the case. So, you know, he wasn't white, he wasn't black, he was Jewish, and he was a person of color. So the other thing, the fact that Jesus was crucified indicates that Jesus entered into utter, ultimate, absolute solidarity with the crucified classes, the disinherited, those on the underside, those that were marginalized of his day. And so those on the underside of injustice. And so the fact that he was crucified indicates that he gave up all privileges that would indicate he was a part of a crucifying class of people.
I understand the argument, but even at the time, were there not people who would be white people? I guess you would consider the Romans to be white people at the time. There were Romans who were terribly oppressed, who were enslaved. And that brings me to the core problem you have when you're arguing white privilege. White people are not overwhelmingly wealthy and privileged and sitting pretty. I mean, if you take a suicides are twice as likely in the white community as in the black community right now. White people are the largest number in our country of people who receive welfare, who are the victims of crime, and have all kinds of dysfunctions. What do you say to those people who are white and don't feel in any way privileged?
Well, you know, that is not to say that just because you happen to be white doesn't mean that you are not susceptible to some of the suffering. However, here's
what we
do. I'm
absolutely right.
That's right. But here's what we do know. That if you happen to be white, systems and structures are indeed bent toward your favor. So it means that you can walk outside and not always have to be constantly afraid. For instance, we are in the situation of the police.
That is Reverend Dr. Douglas. I appreciate your contribution. I hope we can continue the conversation at some point.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking action on police reform after weeks of protests and violent riots. Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says bad cops represent a tiny fraction of the police departments across the country. Part of that executive order includes setting up a national database to track law enforcement officers who have numerous excessive force complaints against them.
Departments will also need a share of information about credible abuses so that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next.
Testifying in a virtual Senate hearing on Tuesday, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is warning about the significant uncertainty in the economic recovery, and the border between the United States and Canada will remain closed for at least another month. The border has been closed to non-essential travel since March 21st due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved show, there's so much more that I was hoping to talk about with Dr. Douglas. One of the things she writes here is that maintaining white privilege is not about being racist. Rather, it's benefiting from white supremacist reality. And she then asks, right after that, she says, what are the images and icons in our churches and seminaries? What is the story that they tell? And who tells it? What is the music that is played? These are the kinds of questions necessary for faith communities to be a sanctuary for all people. But it seems to me that part of the whole idea of a church community, and certainly of the most successful church communities that I know, is that they don't emphasize the different cultural equipment that people arrive with. The idea that you want a different kinds of music, well, wouldn't you want to sing the same songs and to honor the same culture, which can be, if after 2,000 years, there's such a thing as a Christian culture, isn't there? It seems to me very peculiar. But it's also directly related to what in some ways is the biggest story of the day. And it's a story to which I really do want to invite your response. The Gallup poll, which issues its new polling all the time, and they have a brand new poll, they do it every year, where they ask you, are you proud to be an American? And they in fact ask you, how proud are you to be an American? Extremely proud, very proud, moderately proud, only a little proud, or not at all proud. And the headline is U.S. National Pride Falls to Record Low. Okay, why? When you look at this, first of all, it's worth keeping it in context. They in their lead sentence, they say American pride has continued its downward trajectory, reaching the lowest point in two decades of Gallup measurement. The new low comes at a time when the U.S. faces public health and economic crises brought on by the coronavirus pandemic and civil unrest following the death of George Floyd in police custody. Although a majority of adults in the U.S. still say they are either very proud or extremely proud to be Americans, both readings are the lowest they have ever been since Gallup's initial measurement in 2001. At the same time, 15% of Americans now say they are only moderately proud, 12% say they're only a little proud, and 9% say not proud at all. So you have 21%, you have a total of 36%, about one-third of Americans who say, we're not so proud. We're not so proud of this country. What's to be proud of? This is a troubled country. It's a guilty country. It's a country where right now we have fights over statues, which it just seems to me is so bizarre that you can't work this out. Go to your state legislature, your city council, or your university board of regents. That people have to rely on actually going to a statue and pulling it down physically. I mean, that's pathetic. That's a breakdown of everything. In any event, what's fascinating, what group in society has had pride dropping more than any other group in the last year? Since this poll was taken last, which was in June of 2019. Okay, now it's June of 2020. So which group has seen pride plummet most dramatically? Answer, self-identified Republicans. It says Republicans have historically been more likely than Democrats and independents to say they're extremely proud to be American throughout the past 20 years. Well, of course. Although Republicans still report more acute pride than Democrats or independents, the latest poll finds a 9 percentage point drop in Republicans' national pride. This marks the largest year-over-year decline in the percentage of Republicans who say they're extremely proud. There was not any meaningful change in the past year in the percentage of independents, 41%, or Democrats, 24%, who said they're extremely proud to be Americans. What's worth noting here is there's still a huge difference. Democrats are down to 24% saying they're extremely proud to be Americans. 67% of Republicans are now very proud to be Americans. It was just that a year ago, it was 76%. What has changed in the last year? Is it all coronavirus? I don't think so. I mean, it may be the whole impeachment crisis that we went through that helped to drop pride in America. The non-functioning of the Congress with the president, or the inability to bring the country together at all. But there's something else fascinating here, is that when you look at the measure for today, for 2020, on this question of, are you extremely proud to be an American? Just for the record, I am. I have been since I was a little kid. And even when I was on the more left side of the political spectrum, I still loved patriotic symbols and was extremely proud to be an American. Today, among 18 to 29-year-olds, only 20% are extremely proud to be Americans. 65 or older, it's 53%. So you're talking about more than twice as many for older people. Why would young people be so? Because they've been indoctrinated. Because you've heard about it. And you've heard about America. Guilt. The other thing is, the other big change over the years, and it's not over the last year, has not been Republicans, it's been non-whites. Non-whites, as recently as 2017... had 44% said they were very proud, extremely proud to be American. That's been cut in half. It's now 24% for non-whites. What changed? Answer, Obama. I mean, President Obama. Do you remember when Michelle Obama said, when Barack won the nomination, the first time I was proud to be an American? Something that she said like that. And which was terrible, and she later kind of withdrew it and tried to explain it. It was a terrible thing to say. But it's reflected in this poll, it seems to me, is that in 2016, when Obama was still president, and he was still president that year, 45% of non-whites, 54% of whites. There wasn't that big a difference. Now there's a gigantic difference. Only 24% of non-whites, 49% of whites say they're very proud. There's also been a difference with women. Men are still basically where they were in 2016. Women, since Obama was president, have gone down 16 points in terms of national pride. What does it mean? I think what it means is this is one of the difficulties we have making change in this country. It's one of the difficulties we have doing better. It's going to be one of the difficulties we have with economic recovery. If we are embarrassed to be Americans, if we are not very proud of our country, if we do not believe in the opportunities which America extended not just to our grandparents but to us, extends to us every day, we're not going to make progress on any of these issues. So what does this have to do with the war on statues and basically the war on the American past? Kind of everything. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
MichaelMedved.com. You just use the promo code SPRING40. And you get one-third off. You save $20, which means your cost to be a MedHead is all of 11 cents a day. That's right, 11 cents a day, that's all. And you get 24/7 access to this show, commercial-free, anywhere. And you also get a 50% discount on our entire MedVed History Store, some 80 different titles, ranging from the history of the Middle East to the history of the Civil War, the true history of the Civil War, World War One, Vietnam, the greatest presidential landslides in history and how they happened, some of them unexpected. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Use the SPRING40 promo code. Let us go directly to your calls on the MedVed Show to Norm in a beautiful Snohomish, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Oh, thanks, Michael. Well, that was a short wait. I've never been that short before. So a couple things. As you mentioned just before the break, that the erasing of our American history, the one thing that saddened me the most was the defacing of the Lincoln Memorial. And you don't see that, you know, on the, the regular media. I think they showed it on Fox News a few times, but it's heartbreaking that people don't understand what, you know, the things Lincoln did for this country. And,
You're entirely correct. And by the way, when you're defacing the Lincoln Memorial as they did with graffiti, and it has to be cleaned off immediately, when they did that, they were also defacing the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King, because he delivered the "I Have a Dream" speech on the stairway, on that stairway leading up to the Lincoln Memorial. You can see it. Lincoln's right there. And if Dr. King claimed the legacy of Lincoln, and he deserved to, then to attack Lincoln's memorial because you're an ignorant fool basically simply shows you hate America. It's like, we're also going to get into this. They defaced the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier of the American Revolution. And no, really, there is there are 25,000 Americans who died in fighting for our independence. And they put on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the American Revolution, they put on the words, "You committed genocide." Now, this is some probably poor young man. That 25,000 deaths, they had 1/100, so it's the equivalent of 2.5 million deaths today. Can you imagine making that kind of sacrifice? Again, I'm proud to say that my wife's great, going back, she had an ancestor whose name was Jacob Roth, who fought with General Washington. That's why she's a daughter of the American Revolution. And I'm proud of it. Proud of my wife, generally. Bob in Tyler, Texas. You're on the Michael Medved Show. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Michael. It's such an honor. Regarding your racism and reparations and all that, I think the racists that we've always had is the racists that we still have. And my example that I'd like to ask you about is I've been involved with two black Christian schools here in this town. I don't want to say the name again. And each time we try to get one started, the code enforcement just comes out of nowhere with 50,000 alarm charges, $30,000 firewall charges, and changing the code for a building at a church that was originally set up as a school.
Let me get this right, Bob. You're thinking that if this had been a white Christian school, you wouldn't have that kind of burden.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I returned to this town. I've been gone for 40 years because the racism was so bad. And then when we try to get two black Christian schools at churches, one building was a junior high. It was once upon a time University of Texas. And then it was a county office that turned into it was like a detention center, 34 jail cells. Under all those occupancies, all these things were just fine. But as soon as you bring blacks and Christian Bibles into that building, you got to spend $50,000 on a fire alarm. And then you get that fixed and you say, oh, we got to put up a firewall, $30,000. And then we got your escape exit or not up the
okay,
code.
Okay, now, obviously, I'm not in a position. I don't know what's going on in Tyler, Texas. But yeah. I do know that there are people who are bigoted in this country. There clearly are. There are also people who are appallingly ignorant. There's a United States senator from Virginia who just made one of the most ignorant and outrageous statements on the floor of the U.S. Senate that I have heard recently. We will get to that. But I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through, Bob. I would imagine that, especially with you trying to do good and to set up a black school to study scripture, you could probably build, I would imagine, going to some of the other religious communities in town and get some support and confront the city with that. Have you tried that?
We've got volunteers and contributors out the wazoo, judges, doctors, everything. But
so have you spoken to people about this obstruction?
Well, I speak all the time about all kinds of obstruction. I spoke at the commissioner's court this morning. I'll speak at school board soon. One of my main things about Bible in schools is after we signed the Treaty of Paris, the first thing that our Confederation Congress did, which included 17 Constitution signers, two Supreme Court justices, one of which was chief, was to commission the printing of 10,000 books to be used in schools, and that book was the Bible.
Yes, part of that was to educate Native Americans too, and
right.
which goes against. And the Northwest Ordinance, the Northwest Ordinance was passed in 1787, before the U.S. Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance not only banned slavery in any part of what later became those Midwestern states, but it also required public education and religious education. Now, with all this going on, Bob, I wish you luck in your struggle, and I would imagine you would find other people of faith and in different faith communities who might be very alarmed at any kind of racial prejudice that was trying to block your efforts. When we come back, it's an unbelievable situation. The attack on buildings, on tombs, on memorials, the attack on statues, the attack on memory, has gotten way, way beyond any reason. Now, look, sometimes, okay, you want to change the flag of Mississippi and get rid of the Confederate flag on the flag of Mississippi. They're doing that in Mississippi. And by taking matters into a vigilante kind of attack on sites or statues. At least you shouldn't. There was a, in Portland, Oregon, right down the road, and where we are proud to be broadcasting right now live, in Portland, Oregon, protesters on Sunday evening tore down a statue of the author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, outside a high school that's named after him. Now, if they allow the tearing down of Jefferson's statue, do they keep the name Jefferson? Do they keep the name Jefferson City? Which I think the last time I looked was a state capital over in Missouri. We will get to all of that. And unfortunately, this is not limited to the United States. Over in Britain, they're trying to attack statues of Churchill. Why in heaven's name? We'll get to this insanity and how to deal with it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.